The poem I'll read now is in my new book, but it's an old poem written to begin with about 10 years ago. For I used to teach a correspondence course in how to write poetry at the time when the University of Chicago had a correspondence school. And I taught it for over a year, I think. Had many students all over the country in small towns sending me poems, and I would come home at night and find six or seven envelopes and rush upstairs and put my comments on the poem and send them back, and they would get my comments and rush upstairs and put a new envelope, a poem in the envelope and send it back. A frantic time. And when I gave up that course, I wrote a poem of farewell to my students. I had developed a certain, very naturally, very platonic friendship with those students through the mail, through many of them, and I felt really close to them in a strange way. Though I'm sure if I met them, I wouldn't feel that way, because the whole basis of our friendship would be changed, because it wouldn't be a platonic friendship. The gestures of the face, the motions of the face, and the sound of the voice would make us strangers right away. But anyway, when this poem came out, it sounded to me awfully cruel. And because I could see that at a certain point in my life, I might very well have been one of those people sending off poems to some snotty young man in New York who was supposed to be no more than they. It seemed sort of morally objectionable. And over the course of 10 years, I've changed it. And I guess I changed it as far as I could, and it probably still is morally objectionable. But in any event, I felt in writing it, the damage was done. In publishing it was merely an admission, really. So I, with that overlong preamble, I'm going to read, "The correspondence school instructor says goodbye to his poetry students. Goodbye, lady in Bangor, who sent me snapshots of yourself after definitely hinting you were beautiful. Goodbye, Miami Beach urologist, who enclosed plain brown envelopes for the return of your very clinical sonnet. Goodbye, manufacturer of brassieres on the coast, whose eclogues give the fullest treatment in literature yet to the sagging breast motif. Goodbye, you in San Quentin, who wrote, 'Being German, my hero is Hitler,' instead of 'Sincerely yours.' At the end of long, neat-scripted letters demolishing the pre-Raphaelite. I swear to you, it was just my way of cheering myself up as I licked the stamped, self-addressed envelope, the game I had of trying to guess which one of you, this time, had poisoned his glue. I did care. I did read each poem entire. I did say what I thought was the truth in the mildest words I knew. And now, in this poem or chopped prose, not any better, I realize, than those troubled lines I kept sending back to you, I have to say I am relieved it is over. At the end, I could feel only pity for that urge toward more life your poems kept smothering in words, the smell of which days later would tingle in your nostrils as new, God-given impulses to write. Goodbye, you who are for me the postmarks again of shattered towns, Xenia, Brent Cabins, Hornell, their loneliness given away in poems, only their solitude